We are so fortunate that there's very few areas or industries that we don't touch. We are in the financial industry. We're in the healthcare industry. We have a strong foothold in the federal market, in the SLED market, in the retail market, in the manufacturing market. You name it, we are there.
Hey, Channel Insiders, I'm your host, Katie Bavoso, and welcome to this episode of Partner POV, brought to you by Hack the Box. Let's face it, competition across the IT reseller and managed services markets is fierce. Building a brand and reputation takes time. Partnering with a vendor that will advocate for your business and accelerate your climb to the top with its own brand equity makes a meaningful difference in the success of your business. Hack the Box is here to help ignite that journey for you. I'd now like to welcome my guest today, Director of Channel Sales at Hack the Box, Lisa Pettigrasso. Welcome, Lisa.
Thanks, Katie. I'm excited to be here. I'm a huge fan of Channel Insider and just love watching the different episodes, and I'm excited to be a part of today's episode. Thanks for having me.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for being here. And we're such a fan of you and so excited to talk about Hack the Box today. So we know Hack the Box for its platform that offers a gamified approach to training and upskilling cybersecurity professionals. When you talk to potential partners, how do you explain the value prop of Hack the Box in addition to your solutions?
So first, let's talk about our solutions, whether you're specializing team members, sharpening specific techniques, training up your junior staff, or just looking to really recruit skilled cybersecurity talent. We have all the solutions for you. Our solutions are customizable. We're able to train the customers into specific needs. With cyber threats changing all the time, we are prepared and up to date on our content all the time. So, you know, it's a great place for folks to come. You know, and from a partner perspective, you can add Hack the Box to any one of your solutions that you're presenting to your end customers. So that's a real value add. So you could sell us independently. You can add us on. We're good for standalone. We're good as an addition. Whatever you're selling, we can help.
Very versatile. And I want to build on that topic about your partners. How does partnering with Hack the Box elevate your partners' businesses through brand awareness? I mean, Hack the Box is no small brand. We've all heard of it. So how are they able to capitalize on that awareness?
One of the great things about Hack the Box is that we are so well known within the industry. I mean, we have over 3 million folks on our community platform. We have over 250,000 people on our Discord. So just by having all that brand awareness, we help you as a partner elevate your brand by saying, guess what? We now are able to sell Hack the Box. Hack the Box is a partner of ours. And, you know, people are just excited to be able to make a purchase from a partner of Hack the Box. It really allows them to elevate their brand. We add a lot to their tech stack. So it's exciting to be able to partner with many of these new partners that we're bringing on board.
And speaking of those users, let's talk about the logos that make up your roster. Let's talk about the folks who leverage Hack the Box. Who makes up your customer base?
We are so fortunate that there's very few areas or industries that we don't touch. We are in the financial industry. We're in the healthcare industry. We have a strong foothold in the federal market, in the SLED market, in the retail market, in the manufacturing market. You name it, we are there. Our products are applicable for any market there is. When we talk about some of our logos, folks that are using Hack the Box, Toyota is a great example. And actually, if folks want to go to our website, they can see an actual case study from Toyota on our site talking about how they use Hack the Box. In addition, we work with Home Depot, we work with Deloitte, we work with CrowdStrike, Norton Lock, Siemens, Bloomberg, lots of huge logos under our, under that utilize Hack the Box. So we're excited about that. We continue to face more and more cyber threats every day, and having a trained staff can help identify and stop these threats. So companies are coming to us. They are coming to us because they want to utilize our products for their staff. So it's really a great win for the partner because they're probably going to get folks calling them wanting to utilize our products.
This is where I really want to go through a success story. You mentioned some big logos there, Toyota, Home Depot, Siemens, so many. Can you walk me through a success story in which Hack the Box brought a successful deal to a partner that may not have been able to have that opportunity without you?
Sure, absolutely. One that comes to mind is Verizon. Verizon was a customer of ours, and they were also a customer of one of our distributors, SHI. So we had a relationship with them, and SHI had a relationship with them. We were working with the red team director at Verizon, and they came to us. We ended up going to SHI and said, listen, we're working with the red team. They're interested in making a purchase. They'd like to purchase through SHI. SHI was like, oh, that's great. We already work with them. But the exciting part about it was that they weren't necessarily working with that specific person within that division. So what it did was it helped all three of us. It helped SHI get into new doors within Verizon and new departments, which they had not been into. It allowed Verizon to make a seamless purchase through SHI because they were already a partner with them. And it allowed Hack the Box to be able to close a sale in a quicker amount of time than it would normally take than if we had to go through all the paperwork to work with Verizon. It also introduced us to new people at Verizon as well. So for SHI and for us, we were able to kind of switch like who our contacts were and get, you know, more involved in each one. So it was really a win-win. And, you know, one of the other things was the sale was at the end of the year. And so because how easy the transaction was, I was able to get everything all ready and set and deployed for the start of the new year for Verizon, you know, to have their folks start working with Hack the Box, which was great. So that was like a three-way win for everyone.
I love to hear that. And it's interesting that you bring up, Lisa, how big these companies are, that just because you have it in with one team doesn't mean you know how to break into another one. Speaking of which, SHI, big name. Big partner out there in the channel. We've all heard of them. What does that say about Hack the Box that these are the large partners that you partner with?
So yes, SHI is a huge name. We're proud and thrilled to be working with them. We also work with GuidePoint. We work with UKI. We work with Carahsoft. We work with Optiv. We work with a lot of big name partners. I think one of the things that comes to mind when we, you know, talk about working with them is that obviously, our product adds value. People want our products. We're not this huge company. We're on the smaller side, but yet these large partners want to work with us because they see the value and they're getting the interest from the end user customers, which is important because if they weren't seeing the ability to have transactions, you know, with Hack the Box, they probably wouldn't be as excited to work with us, but they are excited to work with us and we're forming really great relations with them.
So let's also talk about those smaller solution providers. How do you help them grow and gain market share as a Hack the Box partner?
The thing we like about the small solution providers, we love our big partners. You know, they're our bread and butter. But we do like working with the smaller partners because a lot of times they're very niche oriented. They're very relationship oriented. So a lot of times, even though your SHI or your bigger folks works with some of these larger customers, these little folks have a stronghold in a certain, you know, niche area that they have built a relationship with, they have a trust with, that they're working with, that allows them to be able to go in and present Hack the Box. You know, we recently rolled out a new partner program this past year. We saw a great need to create the program. And this program benefits not only the larger partner, but the smaller partner as well. So folks are coming in at the ground level, helping us roll out the program, helping us shape the program. It's kind of a win-win for both the bigger and the smaller partner. So we're excited about that. We're gaining great momentum in the channel. We're growing. We're devoting and adding resources from the Hack the Box side to the channel. We just recently hired a sales manager who now covers our EMEA, APAC, META regions. We now have a devoted marketing resource for the channel. All things that are, you know, helping build the channel. So we're excited about that.
I love that you brought up the new partner program, and we are going to talk about that in just a minute. But I also want to highlight, honestly, the third and probably most important part of this triangle, the customers. How do closing deals through the IT channel ultimately help the end user customers benefiting from the solutions that they get from Hack the Box?
So I think one of the great things about utilizing a partner is the ease of going from PO to deployment. As I said, we work with a lot of federal customers, SLED customers. A lot of those folks have a lot of paperwork that's involved in order to do business with them. So by utilizing a partner, that kind of takes out that step where, you know, the end customer can say, okay, this is my preferred reseller. This is who we have to use. Everything's in place. They cut the PO. And then the next thing you know, it's deployed and everyone's up and running with Hack the Box. Partners offer many benefits to their end customers. It's kind of some of their one-stop shopping. They purchase, you know, everything from that specific partner. They have a go-to partner. So it's great.
Now, you mentioned it earlier. Hack the Box, of course, just launched its global partner program this year. Congratulations on that. I'm sure it's anything but a boring time over at the Hack the Box headquarters right now. So how does this very young age of that program open the door to new opportunities for your channel partners? What kinds of possibilities can they expect by being some of the first ones through the door?
So with our channel program, we've designed and designated different tier levels for partners to participate in. We have rolled out a new PRM for our customers, which will allow them to be able to go in and get training on Hack the Box products, whether it be simple sales training or more in-depth technical training within the partner portal. So we're excited about that. We are also offering a spiff program as part of our rollout for Q4. We are offering rebates to our partners for different levels. And, you know, we're excited about that. We are trying to encompass and be with our partners to offer as much value as we can, you know, in addition to our great product for being a Hack the Box partner as well.
Lisa, in your own words, what's the best part about working with your Hack the Box channel partners?
I love working with our channel partners. That's how I spend my day. I mean, I work internally with our sales teams and our reps and our marketing and, you know, all across Hack the Box. But at the end of the day, I spend a lot of my time working with the partners. And we have a great group of partners and they truly are an extension of Hack the Box. And so we do our best to make sure that they have everything that they need in order to best represent Hack the Box. We bring deals to the partners. The partners bring deals to us. It's a win-win for both, and we appreciate what each other does. A win for us is a win for a partner when it goes through a partner. So yeah, we love our partners.
Final question today, Lisa. Where can solution providers go to learn more about becoming a Hack the Box channel partner so that you can say wonderful things about them too?
Sure. Well, of course, I invite everybody to go to the Hack the Box website to learn more about Hack the Box. You can go to channelpartners.com. You can also find that link on our website, which will take you directly to a little box that comes to me. You'll ultimately get to me and our channel team. And feel free to reach out on LinkedIn directly to me. Be happy to have a conversation, discuss our program, talk about Hack the Box. We would love to have new partners join us.
Love to hear it, Lisa. Thank you so much for your time today. It's been such a pleasure getting to talk to you.
Great. Thanks. It's been great being here and appreciate it.
And thank you at home for joining us. For more episodes of Partner POV, check out channelinsider.com. Once again, I'm Katie Bovoso, and I'll see you next time.